The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim last visited the American League playoffs in 2009. Since then, they've signed All-Star first baseman Albert Pujols to a hair-raising $254 million contract, and they've anteed up $125 million to lure free agent outfielder Josh Hamilton from AL West rival Texas. But as Only a Game's Ron Schachter reports, the fate of this year's Angels team may depend on a younger, much less well-paid player.
Batting third, the designated hitter, number 5, Albert Pujols. Batting cleanup and playing right field, number 32, Josh Hamilton.
When it comes to offense, the Angels are loaded. In Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton, Los Angeles reeled in the biggest fish in the free agent market the past 2 years. But it's one of their teammates who's made the biggest splash since joining the team.
Leading off for your Angels, center fielder, number 27, Mike Trout.
Last season, outfielder Mike Trout ran away with the AL's Rookie of the Year award and finished second in MVP voting. Along the way, he became the first player in Major League history to amass at least 30 home runs, 45 stolen bases, and 125 runs in a season. Those numbers are all the more remarkable because Trout was 20 years old, he didn't play the full season, and he had hit a measly 220 in 40 games for the 2011 Angels. Trout recalls that at this time last year, he was headed to the Angels' AAA club in Salt Lake City.
You know, I just looked at it as a chance to prove myself in AAA and, you know, get to the big leagues. You know, I had a rough spring last year, didn't really play any games, a little shoulder problem, a little sickness, and, you know, I knew what to expect, you know, when I got a little taste of it and what's it like up there, and I had one thing on my mind is to get back.
With the Angels' record at 6-14 after the first month of the 2012 season, and the newly arrived Pujols slumping badly, Trout did get back. With Trout leading off, the Angels went 83-59 the rest of the way. Even his teammates, veteran outfielder Vernon Wells included, couldn't believe what they were seeing.
Every day you thought that okay, he couldn't go out and do anything more to impress you. And then we go to Detroit, and he hits the ball probably 450, 460 feet the other way. And it's just, it just makes you say, wow.
Throw in Trout's ability to run from home to first in almost 3.5 seconds and his home run stealing leaps in the outfield, and he's drawing comparisons to the young Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. Los Angeles Times sports writer Kevin Baxter points to the intangibles that distinguish Trout.
People just enjoy watching him play because he does have that sort of youthful energy and exuberance. So many of our top athletes today seem jaded, and Mike clearly is at home on the ball field, and you can tell that. He just loves being there.
Trout also values the relationship he has with his high-profile teammates, who have moved from his baseball card collection to the lockers next to his.
You know, the addition of Josh and Albert last year, just pretty cool, you know, growing up and, you know, seeing them on TV and then finally getting to meet them and, you know, just seeing how, you know, nice of guys they are and, you know, just the way they carry themselves on the field and the way they play the game, you know, something to, you know, look up to.
Angels manager Mike Socha expects the presence of Pujols and Hamilton to help Trout's continuing development.
I think he knows he's not the guy that's going to carry us. I think he knows what his talent is. He's very, very confident in what his ability is. The fact that there's some veteran guys in our club that have been around for a while will have a settling effect on a player like that.
Despite any difference in seniority, during batting practice, Trout matches Hamilton home run for home run. There's not a match when it comes to salary. Last winter, the Angels turned frugal, giving their second-year All-Star, who's not yet eligible for arbitration, less than a $30,000 raise to $510,000 for the coming season. That move raised eyebrows around the league and the hackles of Trout's agent. The stands in the Angels' spring training stadium in sunny Tempe, Arizona, are awash in Angel red jerseys, mostly bearing the names and numbers of Pujols and Hamilton. But there's a veritable school of Trout jerseys, worn mainly by younger fans, who consider their money well spent.
He's such an incredible player. The season he had last year, you have to wear his jersey, Rookie of the Year, and you look up to a guy like that?
Well, last year he had a great year. He became my favorite Angel. Plays hard, is exciting, he's young.
Hopefully this jersey will be relevant for a long time. That's why I got it.
The Angels opened the regular season on April 1st at the Cincinnati Reds. Mike Trout turns 22 on August 7th. For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schacker.